Now, we're just going to dive into the Old Testament. We're going to do an Old Testament survey course in 30 minutes. Won't that be fun? Who has a song?
My God is so big.
My God is so... Is it My God is so great? I don't remember the actions to this one, but I'll do my best. So, you ready? My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are His, the rivers are His, the songs are His handiwork too. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do for you. Good. All right, so if you are above 2 and under 12, under 13, come up here to the front. Come on, you can do this. You guys are going to answer the questions today. You're going to teach us some things. And let's go to John 1:1. And so you guys get to answer first. Sound fair? Good. Right there, guys. You're good. Or you can preach. I think he wants to preach. It's okay. That's one cute boy right there. Okay. Young people, talking about God and the universe. Everything today. So tell me what came first. What was the first thing that we know about that happened? Pardon?
Light.
The light. So light came first? So we're diving into Genesis right on the 6 days of creation. I hear this. Was there anything before that? Before God made all that stuff, was there anything before that? You sure? God. See, give that boy a hand right there. God was before that. Amen. So, Howard's going to read John 1:1 for us. You were supposed to be there, brother.
John 1:1.
Let's hear it.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
So you hear that, was God? So in the beginning, when was this? In other words, how long has God been alive? Always, exactly. So before He made the things He made in Genesis chapter 1, He always was. So we have to start there, don't we? That God, in the beginning, has always been. Then He decided to make what He made. And He made... What did He make?
Light.
He made light. What else did He make?
Heaven.
He made heaven. What else?
Earth.
Earth. What's that?
Earth and water.
Water. Yep, He made water. What else? Land.
The birds.
The animals.
The sky.
The sky. What else? Huh? People? We're going to get to that. Yeah? Plants? You guys are good at this.
The sky.
The sky. So He made everything, right? That we can see and touch and enjoy and feel. God made it, didn't He? Isn't that good? So let's pray and we'll learn some things. What's that? And the stars and the moon. Good job, Ezra. And the sun? Exactly. Let's pray. Lord, give us wisdom as we just walk our way through the Old Testament today. May we learn. And Lord, may we enjoy our time in Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. So we saw John 1:1, before God even made the universe, He always was, right? The Bible says, from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Amen? So, what's the big thing He made for us? He made people. Right?
Yeah.
What was the first person's name?
Adam.
And what was the second person's name?
Eve.
Good job. And were things really good at the start?
Yeah.
Did God make man with a free will? Do you all know what a free will is? No, that's a bit complicated, isn't it? In other words, did God give us permission to make our own decisions?
No.
No? So if you want to go outside and play, do you go outside and play? Or do you ask God first? If you can go outside and play.
Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad. Good answer. But remember, when he put them in the garden, he gave them all these instructions, right? In Genesis chapter 3. But he also gave them one thing that they were not allowed to do, right? And what was that? That's just one thing. They were not to do anything except one thing. What was the one thing? Not eat what?
Not eat the tree of
good and evil, right? So God put a tree there. Tree of good and evil. Here's Adam and Eve enjoying life. God's creation, enjoying God. Everything's good. Well, why would God put a tree there that they weren't allowed to touch? Why do that? That's a good answer. I don't know. Exactly. And so God gave us what we call a free will. And he taught us that right from the beginning. He put this tree there. He said, you can eat anything in the garden, but you cannot eat this one tree. Well, because they had a free will, and because there was this snake named... Anybody know what the snake's name was?
Serpent.
The serpent's name?
Yeah.
Satan. He came along and he said what? You know what? Adam and Eve, God is mean. That's why he won't let you eat that tree. Because he knows if you eat of that tree, you're going to have more knowledge. And you're going to... Your eyes are going to be open. And plus it tastes really good. And the fruit is beautiful. So what happened, Laura? What did Eve do? Did she eat the fruit?
Yeah.
And I guarantee there was a lot of fruit in the garden. But she ate that one tree, didn't she? And then what did she do? Gave it to Adam. So let's go to 1 Timothy 2 and see who committed that original sin. Who was originally deceived by the devil? So, Howard, I'll pick on you again. 1 Timothy 2, read verse 14 for us.
And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression.
So Eve got tricked by the devil. That's what the word deceived means, right? And then what? Was Adam tricked by the devil? The Bible says he wasn't. Then why did he eat the fruit? He wasn't allowed to, so why did he eat it? Because what? Because Eve gave it to him, and because now Eve has already made that wrong decision, and he decided he wanted to be with his wife, and that was more important to him than to obey God. And so he said, okay, I'll eat it too. And so they fell together. And then what did God do? Does anybody know? What happened with the Garden of Eden? Yep. He put an angel there and said, that's it. You're out. So then they had children, and their children had children, and more children. And how many people then? Lots and lots of people, right? And you know what happened? it just got really bad. Everybody turned really bad, and the whole world was bad. It was horrible. So what did God decide to do? Anybody remember? Because everybody was being evil. Everybody didn't care what God thought. Everybody just did their own thing.
He flooded the earth.
He flooded the earth. But first he talked to one man. What was his name?
Noah.
Genesis chapter
Noah.
6. No, well, you guys know the Bible really well. Noah. What did he say to Noah? I want you to do what?
Build an ark.
Build an ark. Does anybody know how long he spent building it? Was it 1 year? Two?
100 years.
That's a little while, isn't it? And the whole time he was preaching and saying, God's going to flood the earth. You need to get right with God. You need to quit sinning. How many people listened?
No.
Nobody. Can you imagine preaching and nobody listens? So they got on the ark. What did God do? He flooded the earth, killed everybody but Noah and his family. And then eventually the water went down, the boat landed, and what? God said, let's start over. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Amen? Let's start over. Do this right this time. Now, is the world evil again? Is it? It is. It's just like it was before Noah. So that means God's going to flood the earth again, right? Is God going to send another flood? No. How do we know he's not going to, Laura? Did he give us a promise? And we have a symbol of that promise. What's it look like?
It looks like a rainbow.
It looks like a rainbow. Laura! Good job. Give Laura a hand. She knew this. Good job. Laura knew about the rainbow. And so every time we see a rainbow, God says, I'm going to put this there to tell you I'm not going to flood the earth again. So, that the earth is really evil. So is he going to, what's he going to do? Is he going to judge the earth again? He is. But not with a flood. He is going to judge the earth. It's going to be a terrible time. But you know what? Because we're God's children, we get to get removed first. Which means, it's okay. Jesus was a picture of the ark. Because God put them in the ark and God closed the door. And if we're saved, we get put in Jesus. Amen? And before all that judgment falls on the earth, what's God going to do for us? Take us out. Amen? He's going to remove us before the judgment comes down. So that's what happened. Big flood. Now, by the way, how many years was that? Anybody know? From, say, the garden until the flood. How many years?
100.
More?
1,000.
More?
A billion.
Not a billion. Less?
1,500
years. Is that a lot of years? Yes, so from creation and the fall up until the flood was 1,500 years. We're rounding, of course, today. That's a long time, isn't it? 1,500 years. So, does anybody know what man decided to do next? They're all starting over. Noah and his family, they're starting to multiply again. They're starting to replenish the earth like God told them to. What did man do next? Anybody know? Something. He did something next in Genesis, a couple of chapters later. Anybody know what it was? Who was that? Maggie. Good job. The Tower of Babel. Now, who can tell us about the Tower of Babel? What's that about? Let's go look at it in Genesis chapter 8, I believe it is. No, it's not chapter 8. Chapter 11, sorry. So look at verse 1. The whole earth was of one language and of one speech. So it's already, we're already more than 1,500 years after creation, right? And the man has started over with the eight people that were in the ark. And look, what's man do? They're one language. They're all together. And they say, let's build this tower. Well, what's the big deal about this tower? Who cares if they build a tower? Why was that a big deal? And so what does God say? Verse 5, the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Let us go down and confound their language. So it wasn't so much about the tower. It was about that man was still one group, if you will, one country, whatever you want to call it. And they had all these great ideas, but they didn't involve their creator. They had all these great ideas, these great plans. Let's build this amazing tower that's going to take us super high. And we're all one. And God said, this isn't working because they don't care what I think. And so what did God do? He came down and said, that's it. You guys are going to spread around. I'm going to give you different languages. I'm going to send you to different parts of the earth. And that's how we got what we have today. But God did that. And it's called the Tower of Babel. Very good, guys. Wow, I'm impressed. So look at that. In 10 minutes, we went almost 2,000 years. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? So the next big thing that God did in his calendar at around 2,000 years after creation was he decided, God's the creator, he can do what he wants, amen? He's going to choose a man and he's going to use that man and he's going to create a new nation. What was that man's name? Anybody? Nope, not yet. We're way before David. Genesis 12, let's turn there. This is the most important unconditional covenant in the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 12. So many promises that God made. And when I say the word unconditional, what I mean is God says, I'm going to do these things independent of what man does. That makes it an unconditional covenant. Yes? It was Abraham. Of course, his name wasn't that yet. It's Abram at this point. So God told him in verse 1, get out of that country. Verse 2, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee. Curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Wow. What a promise. Has that happened yet, kids? Has that promise been fulfilled completely? No. No, not even close. Which means God's still going to do it. Amen. He just hasn't done it yet. But he will make Israel great. They will get the kingdom they've been waiting for and so forth. So, Abraham started, God through Abraham said, here's something new. I'm going to create a new nation through Abraham. There was a problem. He didn't have any children. Well, how can you create a great nation from Abraham if he has no children? He needs children, right? So what did God do? He says, I will give you a son. Now, the problem was that his wife couldn't have children. And they were old. They were like in their 90s by now. And God says, I'm going to give you a child. Now, just to prove that man has a free will, God did not immediately give them the child. Matter of fact, it went beyond 10 years and they're waiting and God's not giving them this promise. So does anybody know what they chose to do instead? They worked it out on their own to have a child through a different mother. Anybody know what his name was? Because this is huge. It's on the news every day. What was this boy's name? Ishmael. That wasn't God's will, but God allowed them to do it just to show us that man has a free will. And here we are thousands of years later, and guess the descendants of Ishmael are still fighting with the descendants of Abraham. It's on the news every day, isn't it? So, eventually God gave them this promised child. What was his name? No, Ishmael was the first child, but who was the one that God gave them miraculously? Not yet. We're getting to David. Everybody loves David. His name was?
Isaac.
Adults?
Isaac.
Did someone tell you that?
No, I've got it in my mind.
Good job, Jan. Isaac. And then Isaac had a son, actually two sons, that were twins. Anybody know their names? Jacob and
Esau.
And then Esau was kind of kicked out of the picture. I mean, he still hung around, but he wasn't part of this new thing. But then Jacob had how many sons? Just to give you a hint, it's how many tribes there are in Israel. Yep, keep going.
9, 12.
12 sons. The 12 sons of Jacob. And eventually God changed his name to? Anybody know Jacob's new name? Anybody ever heard the name Israel? No?
Yeah, I have.
You ever heard of the country Israel? Yeah. So his name was changed to Israel. He had 12 sons. God said, that's it. These are the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm going to bless them. And we get to the book of Revelation. And in the future, God says he's going to raise up all these preachers, and they're all going to be from the 12 tribes. So he's not done with Israel, is he? So that's where we are. Then, what do you think the nation of Israel did? Did they serve God or did they not serve God? No. And so they ended up, one of the sons got sold into slavery. Who was this? Who got sold into slavery?
Isaac.
Nope. Adults? Joseph. He went through a lot of trials, but eventually he became second in command of Egypt, which at the time was the greatest nation on earth. Big famine came. Israel and all his sons were starving. So eventually he sent them to Egypt to get some food. And voila, who's in charge? Their brother. Now, they didn't recognize each other. They spoke different languages now. But eventually they reunited. And Joseph said, "You come out, you come on, we'll take care of you." And so Jacob, who was old now, and all of his sons moved into Egypt. And the Pharaoh said, "Yep, we'll take care of you." It started off good. But then they began to grow, and really God kept blessing them, and they kept growing. And eventually, a new pharaohs came along and said, "Wow, these Jews are getting big. We're going to have to do something about this." And so they made them slaves. Does anybody know how long they were in Egypt? Guess. It wasn't 1,500 years. Close. A little bit less. Anybody? 430 years. Wow, that's a long time, isn't it? And by now, there's more than a million of them. But they're all slaves. And so they kept saying, "God help, God help, God help." So finally they're actually talking to God and saying, "Help," after all these years of not talking to God. And so God says, "I will help." So he calls a man to come and help. Who was that man? Who was the man that came and rescued all those millions of Jews from Egypt? Anybody know? Who was the man who had the staff?
Abraham.
Nope. Who was that man that came and rescued them from Egypt? You know who he was, Laura? Starts with an M.
It was in the basket of Moses.
He got when he was a baby, he was in a basket. And he got rescued by Pharaoh's daughter. Moses, which means come out of the water. That's why he was named Moses. And God sent him to Egypt, and what did he do? He took 10 plagues, but he got the people out. Amen? And so the first thing God did, this is very important, is he takes them to a place by the Red Sea where they're trapped. And here comes Pharaoh's army, chariots, soldiers, and the people are trapped. Why would God do that? Why would he trap them? Anybody? Why would God intentionally trap them? Surely he had a reason. Anybody?
So they had to rely on him.
Exactly. He wanted them to start learning that he was going to protect them, he was going to take care of them. And the only way you can learn that is you got to be put in a position where it's true, right? So what did God do? He opened up the Red Sea, didn't he? And what did they do? They walked through. They got to the other side. And then what happened to the army, Laura? Yep, God killed the whole army with the water, didn't he? So then they went into the desert. And they're on their way to this land that God had promised them hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before. He's going to take them there, but first they have some lessons to learn, so he lets them wander around for a little while. Then he's going to give them some laws, right, called the Ten Commandments and other things. And then eventually they get there after learning some amazing lessons how not to treat God. They get there finally. They're about to go in. So they send in how many spies? 12. One from each tribe. And they look around, and what do they see? Is it a good land or is it a yucky land? It's actually a very good land. I mean, they brought back these figs that were so heavy. It took 2 men to carry them. And that's on the Israeli flag today. These men carrying these figs. It was a land of milk and honey, they called it. The only issue was that there were cities with walls, there were giants. So these spies come back, and 10 of them said, we can't do it. 2 of them said, let's go. God's already told us it's ours. He's going to fight for us. Let's go. Anybody know the names of the 2? Who said, let's go? Let's go in? Who are these 2 guys? Anybody? Nobody knows the name of these 2 guys? Come on.
Caleb and Joshua.
Caleb and Joshua. Laura, your mommy has to answer all the questions. What is that about? So Caleb and Joshua said, let's go. The other 10 said, can't do it. No. Well, who did the people believe? There's a couple million people. Did they believe the 2 or the 10?
The 2.
I wish. They believed the 10. And then they had to be turned around, and guess what they had to do? Wander in the desert for 40 years. So that everybody who was an adult is going to die and not be allowed to go into the land. After being rescued from Egypt, God provides water, food. Their shoes don't wear out. They don't get to go in because they didn't believe God. Yeah.
Didn't Joshua become the leader?
Yep, we're getting there. We're almost there. So, during that time, God taught them lessons. The old people died. The young people, he brings them to the land again. Moses isn't allowed to go this time. That's a long story. So, the new leader is
Joshua.
Right? And he takes them in, and they start winning battles. They start taking land. Sadly, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. But they did go in. And they started capturing land and taking the land that God had already promised them. Well, eventually, Israel said, this isn't right. Every nation around us has a king, and we don't have a king. We want a king. God said, well, I'm your king. And they said, that's not good enough. We want a king like everybody else has a king.
So did you make Joshua a king?
No, this was years after Joshua. Many, many years after Joshua. Like a couple hundred years after Joshua. So they, what did they do? They chose the best looking, tallest guy they could find. Super tall, super good looking. And his name was... Saul. The problem was, he wasn't a great leader in the end, and he disobeyed God, and so God had to say, you're out. And God replaced him with God's choice, who was, you've been waiting to say this,
David.
David was the new king, the greatest king Israel ever had. And Israel was at its peak at that point. Then he wanted to build a temple. God said, I'm not going to allow you to build a temple because you're a man of war. I'll let your son build the temple. First time Israel's going to have a temple. What was his son's name that built the temple? And also wrote the book of Proverbs. And wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. And wrote the book of Song of Solomon. Anybody know who that was? Anybody? Solomon. Why was he the wisest man on earth at that time? Anybody know?
Didn't David have like heaps of sons?
David did have heaps of sons. There's a lot of story there too. David sinned. David had to be punished. One of his sons tried to steal his kingdom away and died. Another son abused another daughter, and it was a mess. All because of David. He wasn't perfect. Anyway, he was a good king. God blessed him. Israel was at peace for the first time in a long time. But his son Solomon was going to build the temple and become the new king. Why was he the wisest man on earth at that time? Anybody know? How could he be the wisest man in the world? God gave him that wisdom, didn't he? God came to him in a dream and said, I'll give you whatever you want. And you know what God expected him to ask for? Money, stuff. But instead, he had enough common sense to say, Lord, just give me the wisdom to rule your people. And God said, wow, I'm amazed that you asked for that instead of money and stuff. So I'm going to give you more wisdom than anybody's ever had. And he wrote the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Isn't that something? Yes? The money, yes, God gave him money. He was the richest king ever. Well, wouldn't it be good if that's where the story ended? Now, that was about 3,000 years after creation. So now we've gone 3,000 years. This is about 1,000 years before Jesus. Solomon was the king. Anybody know what happened next? Well, I'll just tell you, he was a mess. And God had to punish him, and so Israel split into two pieces. 10 tribes, 2 tribes. It was a mess. Do you know how long that went on? Over 200 years. They were split. They had civil wars. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. So bad that eventually God said, that's it. I'm taking you into captivity. And so the 10 tribes, who were a bit more sinful than the 2 tribes, God took them into captivity. And then about 100 years later, the other 2 tribes just kept getting more sinful and more sinful. And finally, they went into captivity. Have anybody ever heard of Nebuchadnezzar or Babylon?
Yeah.
Yep. Laura, have you ever heard of Babylon? Nebuchadnezzar? That's a big word, isn't it? And so then they're in captivity. And then God gives them a tiny little time to come back and rebuild Jerusalem a little bit. But now here we are, over 2,000 years later, Israel's still scattered. And so what did God do next? The greatest thing ever for us, who came 2,000 years ago Laura, to die for us?
Jesus
Christ. Amen. God became a man and came down. Look at that. We just did the entire Old Testament in a half hour. Isn't that exciting? So maybe some other time we'll do the New Testament. So anybody have any questions or input? We went really fast and we covered a lot of stuff. Did you have a question, Laura? No? Did you have a question? No? How about you? You like David, huh? Yeah, he was a good guy. He wrote a lot of the Psalms. We all love the Psalms, don't we?
Yeah, I like David.
David's a good one. Anybody else have question, comment? Old Testament survey. Wasn't that fun? Thank you guys for your amazing answers. All five of you. And Ezra. See me after church for chocolate bar, okay?